And joining us on this final day of 2020 to kind of look back at the year as he can is our State Senator Jim Stommas. Jim, how are you today, my friend?
I'm well, Kevin. I am excited about today. I think many of us have been looking forward to this day all year, or at least starting after April of the year.
I think you're right, in more ways than one here in Northeast Michigan.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It's finally the last day. I hope that 2021 treats us a little bit kinder and gentler, but between the pandemic, the unprecedented unemployment, the businesses that have been closed or are still closed because of the governor, senior citizens' health and the care facilities that that take care of them, the budget, supplementals, it's been a busy year. At the same time, I don't know that I've ever spent so much time working from home. So, it's one of those things with the pandemic that we've all learned to find ways to work from home. I've now repainted one of our kids' bedrooms that has moved out and made it into an office, and so have a little setup here, but didn't realize I'd spend so much time here. Yeah. But then the big one is the unemployment. We've had so much unemployment. We started out this year being recognized as finally paying off all of our federal debt for the bonds that we had taken out from 2020. Was it this year or last year? From 2009 and 2010, and finally had $4 billion into the unemployment trust fund. And the governor has gone through almost all of that. We're down to about $750-800 million left, which means we are unfortunately, to add insult to injury, for businesses in the spring, likely the unemployment trust fund amount that they're charged for each employee is going to be going up. And so on top of not being able to be opened, it's going to probably reduce the number of employees they're able to afford to bring back as well. So, we had a bill that was trying to actually offset that cost to help businesses. Unfortunately, the governor did veto it the other day. It doesn't mean a lot at the moment for those individuals seeking unemployment. So if you have applied for unemployment from today earlier, it won't affect your number of weeks or that. But if you sign up for unemployment starting tomorrow, Michigan's number of weeks will be 20 weeks, and then it's a reduced amount of federal weeks on top of that. So with the governor vetoing it, it does substantially reduce the number of weeks that you'll be able to receive it, but you will be eligible for it starting on January 2nd if you qualify. And if you're qualifying, then you will also be eligible, I believe, for the $300, the federal stimulus as well. So it won't affect anybody real soon, but I think those applying for the first time starting January 1st or any part of 2021, they will see a reduction in the number of weeks of eligibility for unemployment. And so, thank goodness we still have a safety net there, but it does, by the governor's actions, affect how that will work. So overall, hopefully we can actually just get people back to work.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for in 2021. And I guess this will be the last time we talk for 2020. And as we've been saying all morning long, and we're hoping 2021 will be a brighter one.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. I think that, we had money in a supplemental that went to the governor. She signed it just the beginning of the week. That does help with cost of getting vaccinations out, along with additional testing. So we were able to get that out. Hopefully the department, the director for the DHHS actually comes up with a better plan than what he is currently using to get the vaccinations out. But get those out, that working. I thought I heard that we have another one that's been approved somewhere in the world, and I think there's a couple others that are coming online as well. So hopefully that accelerates the vaccinations. And, prayers would be that, by late spring, we're seeing a whole lot less of this COVID.
So, indeed.
And getting back into a normal economy. So.
Indeed. Well, Jim, to you and your family, a very happy new year, and I hope it's a safe one for you during your holiday celebration, my friend.
Thank you, and to you, and I hope that everyone had a very Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year's, and just God bless everyone, and look forward to seeing you and representing you in 2021. Happy New Year.